Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For any of you gentlemen out there that want to kind of weigh in on water and land pollution and climate change as it relates to women and their maxi pad and tampon use, you might want to sit this one out. Okay, because I don't see there is any way you getting around this, right, without getting in trouble, right, for being accused of being sexist or discriminatory. So just sit this one out. Let us ladies battle this one out. So apparently, we women have contributed to climate change because we've had our periods, right? You know, what else is new? Okay, what else have we done and been accused of while we've been on our period? I got a 1450 on my SAT because I was on my period. So for me, my period made me superwoman. But for others, maybe their period seems to inhibit some of their, you know, goals that day. And having had easy periods and having usually bad periods, I hated having a period. And so nice, I don't have periods anymore. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The IUD stopped that one. But I did like the environment. I worked for the EPA. And I wondered what we were doing to the environment every time I would go to the bathroom and every time. You aren't supposed to keep a pad all day long. But I would change that pad. And I go to the bathroom a lot. Change that tampon all the time because it's, I just want to be clean. And it's made of paper and plastic and cotton and sometimes fragrant, sometimes not. You know, and then there's the sticky and there's the, you know, well, there's the paper when you take off the backside of the paper so you can stick it onto your underwear. And I was wondering what that did to the environment years ago. But I wasn't going to go, excuse me, because I was really grateful that we had something. In the olden days, they would use cloth. They would use rags, which is why the term she's on the rag came up, because they would use a rag. Then they would have to wash it. And then I believe, oh gosh, I did a piece on the history of these, but I believe these sanitary napkins that were disposable came out after World War II. I have to double check on the year. I did a history of the tampon before. Kind of come up with that, but the disposable sanitary napkin came out and it just revolutionized women being able to go to work, women being able to, you know, work in the factory and do all sorts of things. And so here we are worried about air pollution, water pollution, land pollution, and we go to look at what's in women's pants, right? And it turns out that our maxi pads could be a part of it. So we are being told that they're not very planet friendly as we throw out 17 billion pads a year, 7 billion tampons. And the average woman goes through 17,000 sanitary pads in her lifetime. Just double that for me, right? Because I did not have easy periods. So we are contributing to climate change. So, if we're going to accuse climate change on somebody's period, I refuse to accuse my burger eating habits on climate change. I just refuse. But, you know, maybe my period did damage the earth, you know? I sure damaged a couple walls and a couple plates when I threw them at my husband. I'm not stereotyping. It's just I do get grumpy on my period. So, how do we be more planet friendly? So, companies said we got what you need. Reusable maxi pads, reusable, and they're made of cloth. They look like glass cases. I wrote an article on this. This is on my Facebook. This is on my Twitter. It's on my website. They actually look like pretty glass cases. Just don't put your glasses in there. But apparently, there's a huge market out there for reusable maxi pads. Now, I've had family members that would use cloth diapers because, you know, we had money issues. And it didn't make sense to buy these diapers, keep throwing them out. And I had family members, even in modern day, use cloth diapers to save money. So there has always been people using reusable things for their period, because tampons and maxi pads cost money. And if you're going to be menstruating for, what, 30 years of your life, 30, 40 years, that's a bunch of change. So to save money, there's always been things out there, but now the market is increasing. And so I put some products down there and some of the prices. In fact, for those of us that ever wore a pad and then it shifted to the side, so when you had your period, it completely missed the period and got the underwear. You know, many of us, I think, looked at sanitary pads going, they aren't even doing what they're supposed to. And by the way, it's really embarrassing to have a leak. So some companies actually have underwear. I'm looking at a pair of boxer briefs. They look great. They look comfortable where there's padding within the boxer briefs. Now, I'm sure women are like, all right, well, sign me up. I love boxer briefs. I wear boxer briefs. Sign me up. If I don't have to be buying tampons or maxi pads, the problem is now we got to talk about your purse. Is your purse equipped to take one of these home? I mean, if you're working from home, that's fine. But if you have a busy work day, I leave the house at 6, 7 in the morning. I don't come back till 6 at night. I'm going to have to put those somewhere. And what's in my purse? Bubble gum. Actually, I have a little bit of salami for lunch still in my purse that I better eat before it starts to rot. I have makeup. So purses are going to probably have to come up. I'm sure people use a plastic bag, but I would really, really cover that up and try to keep it from other things. Now, the next question people have is, well, wait a second. How is this safe? Well, you know, you do not want blood products being transmitted back and forth across the highway, okay? You don't. You want to dispose of that. But tampons and maxi pads could put people at risk for toxic shock. It's not just a tampon thing. Okay? It could also be a maxi pad thing where you got a bacterial growth on there. And then that bacteria, if it infects you, it could put you into shock. It's not a very easy infection. I was taking care of a woman in the ICU who had toxic shock. So there might be an argument that reusable cloth maxi pads, apparently there's like a filler and you can wash them all and, you know, might be a little safer. Just please be careful when you transport them. For me, I might want to try it just so that when I ride a bike, it doesn't hurt as much. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you were asking about what's been going on with the impeachment trial. We'll get to that in a little bit, but there was something I wanted to bring up that I don't know if many of you were aware of, and it kind of scares me. So we haven't spoken a lot about terrorists over the past few years. Maybe it's because there were a lot of changes with our borders, and maybe, I don't know, there was a much different approach to our, you know, our cybersecurity and to our surveillance. So, you know, after September 11th, it really changed the way we looked at things. We got caught with our pants down. In fact, the World Trade Center bombings in the 90s as well, you know, made us realize that people want to kill us. People don't like Americans. They don't. And there are people that are going to want to see us die. And it's not going to just be one here or one there. They're going to want to see a big group of us die. And every now and then we would hear that the CIA or FBI or somebody found a plot. Maybe the plot was going to be homegrown. Maybe ISIS or Al-Qaeda recruited somebody here or something. And they thwarted the plot. And I'm sure there's a lot more than we hear about. If a media outlet doesn't cover it, we don't know about it. But there's been, throughout the years, these plots going on. And most of the plots surround explosives. There's going to be a bomb. There's going to be somebody trying to destroy this building or some sort of firepower. Meanwhile, a hacker hacks into a Florida city's water treatment computer program and flips a button to start feeding in more lye. I guess lye is sodium hydroxide. Now, sodium hydroxide is basic. It's alkaline. So they use it to treat the water when it starts to get a little acidic. But we also use sodium hydroxide as a corrosive in plumbing, detergents. We'll use it in soaps. So sodium hydroxide, I know people are thinking, oh, so the water was salty. No. You don't want to drink this stuff. So some hackers, I think it's Oldsmar is the name of the city in Florida. Yeah, Oldsmar, Florida in Pinellas County. Their water treatment system was hacked the other day. And what happened is the person watching it saw somebody had broken into it. He just thought it was one of the supervisors. That was because the supervisor usually goes into the system. But then he starts to see the numbers skyrocket to 100 times, or the setting skyrocket to 100 times what it's supposed to be. So he stops, intervenes, gets the setting back where it was going to be no more than, I think, 100 parts per million, which is what's allowed. And he basically thwarted a hacker's attack on the city's water system. Now, what would have happened if he hadn't done that? Well, the county says they have a bunch of safety measures in place where something would have triggered another alarm, something would have stopped something, and my guess is at some point the water system just stops so they could reassess. But there's 15,000 residents, businesses, people in that area that could have been affected, and if you consume sodium hydroxide, it will burn. It'll burn your esophagus, it'll burn your stomach, it'll burn your tongue, it'll burn your mouth. You could have vision issues, you could have nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, skin problems, it'll burn your skin. You could even go into respiratory collapse, it can mess with your blood pressure or heart rate, you could die. And so hackers aren't just going to be about taking a plane and trying to fly it into a building or trying to bring a plane down. They're going to go after even bigger targets, such as water systems. And I've been saying this for years. We are relying too much on the computer. We have so much of our everyday lives reliant and vulnerable to anything that could happen online that I think we're idiots. I'm sorry. We have pacemakers and heart monitors and things set up to computer softwares that somebody can hack. All right, maybe I grew up old school, but I don't want somebody in a foreign country messing with a heart monitor later. I don't want anybody having that access. And computers aren't just within that area. You can have somebody in a foreign country figure out how to access something that isn't up to speed with their cybersecurity and kill us. That could happen right away. You flooded the water with sodium hydroxide, and I don't think you could smell it. I don't think it has an odor, so I don't think you could tell. And then your kid runs over to the sink and drinks it. Boom. Why the heck do other countries have access to our water system? And maybe this was domestic. Maybe this was done by people in America. Who knows? But I'm sorry, computers and the way they are, anybody can access them at any time. It's not just, you know, well, we're not going to let anybody outside the country access this because we're just already so connected. Why have we gotten to this place? Sorry. And my frustration with this is we want more tech. You know, we want to move to more tech. We were talking about the other day Walmart having checkout stations in that North Carolina Walmart store. And they were discussing in the news how the $15 minimum wage isn't prompting the move to automation. The automation was already coming. I agree with both sides on this. I think upping the minimum wage quickly, we need the minimum wage increase, but upping it too quickly, especially during this time with all the pandemic, is going to make a lot of people say, you know what, let's hire as little few people as possible and, you know, move towards more automation. But on the flip side, the political pundit or whoever was speaking had a point. We've been dying for automation. The very first time I saw a self-checkout, I loved that. I couldn't stand bringing tampons or hemorrhoid cream or whatever, douche, up to the checkout, the clerk, and have her sit there and check it all out. And, you want some privacy. If I'm eating junk food that night for dinner, I want privacy. So I can go to the self-checkout, check it out myself, show my ID if I, get some wine, and then I could leave. Now, you know, people want privacy, and they feel the computers and the automation give them privacy because you don't have a human there. And what they don't realize is they're lacking privacy. When you go to a doctor and they open up your medical records and you think it's just between you and them and you don't have to worry about people filing and seeing your lab and sending it to something, somebody else, you're right. Maybe on a micro level you are minimizing the number of eyes on your medical chart when it's electronic. But you're minimizing on a micro level who can access your chart. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, nobody hacks medical charts. You're wrong. Hospitals have been hacked. Remember there was a huge hospital hack in Las Vegas, Nevada? People couldn't order x-rays, order certain medications. People had to handwrite certain orders. That could be pretty dangerous. We don't really know what the whole fallout ended up being. And God bless the doctors and nurses and staff that were on it. But if you can't access the software that needs to perform the test, that test doesn't get done. I heard patients had to be shipped to other facilities that might not have had the hack. These hackers can pervade everything. They can pervade our security. They can pervade our medical records. They've already hacked the CIA. They've hacked the Senate. They've hacked Sony. They've hacked the Democratic National Committee, DNC. And now they have the ability to hack our water supply. What are we doing about it? Well, we're going to hire cybersecurity experts, and we're going to have more security, and we're going to have more firewalls. And listen, okay, the one thing I've learned about computers is there's somebody smarter than somebody else when it comes to computers. Let's say there's one person who is the only person in the world that can hack. Let's say it's kind of James Bond-ish or some movie-style fantasy that there's only that one person. They always have a protege. They always teach somebody. There's always somebody better. There's always somebody better that can play chess. There's always somebody better at Cobra Kai. There's always somebody better. No matter who you think is the best of the best, there's always somebody better. And if that person has the ability to hack into something, we're talking lives are at stake. This isn't somebody taking your social security number, which is devastating as it is. It's messing with the water supply that you're using when you are making, let's say, your baby's bottle with formula. You need to add water. And you're like, oh, I have a water filter. And my water is coming from the city and it's good water. Now, look what happened with Flint. So I think we need to stop being so vulnerable. Figure something else out. Maybe go back to old school. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go in.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial of President Trump begins on Tuesday, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the proceedings are a waste of time and Congress should be focused more on the response to the pandemic.
How many people are going to get vaccinated because of this impeachment trial? None. How many people are going to find a job because of this impeachment trial? None. How many people are going to be helped to put their kids back in school because of this impeachment trial? None.
An investigation into the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant shows that the pilot was disoriented in cloudy conditions.
Safety issues include continued VFR flight into instrument weather conditions due to self-induced pressure and plan continuation bias.
National Transportation Safety Investigator Bill English. You're listening to USA Radio News. National Guard troops are expected to remain in Washington, D.C. through March 15th. Between 5 and 7,000 troops are staying in D.C. until mid-March, a significant reduction from the 26,000 that were deployed to help secure the inauguration. As far as the cost for those troops?
The estimate through March 15th is that the total cost of National Guard support will come to $483 million. $284 million of that is for personnel, and $199 million of that is for operations, and that gets us through March 15th.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. As far as any imminent threats in Washington, D.C., Richie McGinnis with the Daily Caller says,
I have not gotten any explanation, and I do understand that Mayor Muriel Bowser does not want the fence to remain permanent. But that remains to be seen whether or not this fence will stay up.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a Gen Xer, so us Generation Xers, we kind of like Facebook. We're comfortable with Facebook. I don't like the censoring. I don't like the back and forth of politics. But I find the format of Facebook a lot easier than Snapchat, than MySpace, than Instagram, even Twitter. So I'll be on Facebook. My kids, they don't do Facebook. They do Snapchat. I have kids who are Gen Zs. Millennials do both. They'll do Facebook, and they'll do Snapchat, and they'll do Instagram. And there's a whole bunch of other ones. I think there's MeWe, and there's so many now different platforms, and there's going to be more. Well, for those of us whose kids have been out of school and virtual, a lot of us parents have been like, whew, no drugs. They're not being approached by drug dealers. They're more safe because they're home. I could see who they're talking to. No, no, you're naive. The drug dealers are accessing our kids through their social media. through the Snapchat, through the Instagram, and a report about a year or two ago said one quarter of all kids have seen ads or have been approached by a plug. Now, a plug is a drug dealer. They don't call them drug dealers. Drug dealers is 80s. We call them plugs now. Why a plug? Well, because a plug, you plug something into the source of electricity. A plug is a source of drugs. And I'm sure there's other names for drug dealers that my Gen X old butt doesn't know about. But, you know, I ask my kids about it. I go, have you seen anything from plugs? Yeah, there's plugs all the time on social media and, you know. So, Snapchat is cool because you have these filters. And then you do these streaks where you stay in touch with people and you can have longevity and how long you've been talking to somebody and people have been going years. And yeah, I'm on Snapchat. I just don't do much with it. I'm just so busy. Instagram, I've been doing a little bit more because I have a lot of students on there and the students got me, you know, into that. Even though I'm on my third account because it keeps getting hacked. So my numbers aren't that high on it because I just don't do much with it because it keeps getting hacked. But I like Instagram because you post a picture, you talk about it, and it's nice. And I've never been approached for drugs. Maybe because they look at me and they look at my hair and they're like, you know, that girl must be already on them. No, I'm not on any drugs. But these drug dealers are smart. They friend you, they find you, and they ask for what you'd like. Now, some people don't know what they like. So a lot of kids are having trouble sleeping. Remember we talked about how virtual learning, just kids in general, because of all the smartphones, the tablets, they can't sleep that well. So some of these drug dealers will go to that angle. They're not going to say, do you want cocaine or you want ecstasy? They might not be that direct. Although there are people that are like, you know, hook me up. And there's names for that. We used to call blow, things like that, but they have new names. I'll tell you some of those in a little bit. But they'll say, how are you sleeping? I can't sleep. I was up all night. And somebody's like, yeah, man, I can't sleep either. Can't? Yeah, I've heard this works. I got to get some of this. I'm going to try this. Oh, what? Well, alprazolam. Or clonazepam. You know, I don't do drugs. They're not drugs. They're legal. They're legal medications. Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I'll try that. So, same thing with ADD medications. And man, I got this test coming up, and take some Adderall, take some Ritalin. I don't have any. I could get you some. What, you just need a pill or two? So these kids sometimes think it's benign, and they think, you know what? I'm just going to be taking a legal pill. What's going to happen to me? Well, apparently, a celebrity, I think she's a psychologist on Oprah Winfrey's own network. I think her name is Laura Berman. Laura Berman revealed on Instagram that her son died because he purchased either a Xanax or a Percocet, and it was laced with fentanyl. We don't know how much. He ends up overdosing and dies. Nobody's around to give him naloxone. We don't have a lot of details. All we know is he was a straight-A student, college-bound. Mom, she said that she could barely breathe. She's devastated, and I would be too. I couldn't imagine losing a child. And I see this all the time. Now, I see these children, right? Straight-A students, college-bound, great kids, don't get into trouble, and they're overdosing. Well, if they're being given medications that are laced with fentanyl. Fentanyl is, I think, 100 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more potent than heroin. I need to double check that. Yeah. Fentanyl is one of the strongest narcotics out there. And it just takes a little bit to put you into respiratory depression. Remember there was a police officer that was doing a bust? And then he started to stop breathing? Just because he touched it. It's that powerful. So your kid might think that they're having some anxiety because of a midterm coming up and is getting a hold of some Xanax. Meanwhile, it's laced with something else, any sort of poison. We taught our kids early on, don't take candy from strangers. Yet these same kids have grown up and are taking pharmaceuticals laced with drugs from strangers. So you need to be really aware of what your kids are doing. Now, how many parents have full access to their kids' Snapchat? Nobody. If I asked my kid to let me see his Snapchat, he'd be like, Mom, I need privacy. You don't need to know what I'm seeing. Get out of your mom. Jeez. I'm moving out. Okay, go move out. Go move out. Yeah? Yeah. Well, could I have some money? No. I don't look at my kid's Snapchat. Last thing I want to see is pictures. I tell him don't post anything stupid. I tell him not to accept any pictures. If there's a girl that he says, you know, I want to show you my boobies, do not accept that picture. She could be underage. And so my kids know. I've been very, very open about that. We have the boobie talk all the time. I'm not looking at anyone's boobies, Mom. Good. So I'm going to shut that Snapchat down. Okay, Mom. My son, the older one, he actually is friends with me on his Instagram. Maybe he has a separate secret account, but I see his Instagram. It's kind of boring. You know, it's like, oh, look, you know, I'm here with my mom and dad on a family vacation. I love my parents. I'm like, that's a good boy. So I think my kids are okay, but you guys need to keep an eye on your kids. So what are some of the terms that are being used? So cocaine, obviously coke, snow, dust, powder, nose candy, cocoa, blow, pearl, yee-yo. But what's interesting is there's emojis. Okay, nobody's going to say, do you want to do some blow? So what you need to do is look at the emojis. And some of the emojis is like a snowman blowing wind. Okay, that's not a fart. That could be cocaine. So when you look at the emojis, I'm looking at a coconut. I'm looking at an eight ball. I'm looking at an emoji. You know there's an emoji where there's a Kleenex by the nose? That's an emoji for cocaine. There's snow. There's a cloud with snow. There's a snowman. There's a snowflake. And then it looks like a bowl of cereal. Rice. Oh, rice. Did you know a bowl of rice could be code for drugs? Don't worry, I put this on my Facebook, I put this on my Twitter. Marijuana. So marijuana, there's tons of terms for that, right? I don't know, broccoli, and there's so many terms now. So a Canadian maple leaf, a four-leaf clover, a palm tree, any sort of tree. There's a emoji with a kiss. There's an emoji looking like they're spraying something out of their nose. These are things. It's kissy face, smoke, face with steam from the nose. Oh, there we go. That's steam coming from the nose. Cough syrup. Apparently, you have cough syrup with Sprite, Jolly Ranchers. That's some sort of a concoction they're using. So you see grapes, a baby bottle, a crystal ball, a purple heart. That's supposed to be some cough syrup drug. Meth. Methamphetamine. So ice, glass, rocks, crystal, crank, chalk, tweak, Tina, Walter White, right? Because of Walter White, because Breaking Bad, speed. So the emojis for those is the rice bowl, the eight ball, a snowy mountain, a diamond, snowflake. So a drug dealer, you'll see a plug. High potency, you'll see a rocket ship. So take a look at that. It's on my Facebook, it's on my Twitter, it's on my website. You better learn the emojis, because if you see your kids using these emojis, these could be drug emojis. Especially if it's in the summer and there's no reason to talk about snow. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. There has been shooting at a Minnesota health clinic, leaving multiple people injured, and we believe there's also been explosives. This is coming in pieces. We're getting some breaking news now. Up to five people are wounded after a gunman opens fire and detonates four homemade bombs at the Alina Health Clinic on Crossroads Campus Drive in Wright County. 30 minutes after the shooting, four homemade bombs were reportedly detonated in the family medicine and urgent care clinic at the facility. Apparently, there is supposed to be a high suspicion of a bomb threat at the nearby Super 8 Hotel. Five people are currently in critical condition. A male suspect has been taken into custody. A flight ban has been issued over the area. Don't know why. We don't have a motive yet. Health clinics. Now, I told you as a doctor, I think four or five doctors I have known have gotten shot. Two of them killed. The violence around medical clinics are, I think, just as prevalent as you would see it, you know, in any other sort of industry. But I think it's because you might have a high percentage of people who are either in pain or have mental illness, and I don't know if this had to do with the vaccine, but local schools have been placed on lockdown. Flight ban has been issued. Buffalo Police, Wright County's sheriff's deputies, and SWAT have responded to the scene. There was an active shooter at the health center. Three victims were transferred to North Memorial Hospital in Robbinsdale, and another two of the Alena-operated Buffalo Hospital. But this is in Minnesota. North Memorial Hospital deals with critical injuries, so they're I'm not sure if they're a level one trauma center. I have to double check. So the shooting is being investigated. Not sure why this happened, so we'll keep you posted. I believe they're located within Hennepin County, which is where GCN is. So hopefully all my peeps there at GCN Studio are okay. Love you guys. Hope you guys are okay there. We'll keep you guys posted. So, very dramatic day. We have the impeachment trial starting. Here's the timetable for the Trump impeachment trial. It has already begun. Today, Senate comes to order. President pro tempore Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, is presiding. He says he's going to be fair. He says he is going to, in my intention and solemn obligations, conduct this trial with fairness to all. He says, I will adhere, as have my predecessors in the Senate, who have presided over impeachment trials, to the Constitution and to applicable Senate rules, precedent, and governing resolutions. He said he is going to be guided by Senate President and to consult the parliamentarian on the occasion of a motion, objection, or request put before him. He is the chamber's longest-serving Democrat, so he's going to preside over the impeachment trial, which has begun. There's going to be 4 hours of presentation, two from each side. The subject matter of which is if the trial is even constitutional or not. Then later, the Senate will vote on whether it's constitutional and to move forward. If there are at least 51 votes to continue, which it looks like it will be, because Kamala Harris can throw in the vote, the deciding vote, Senate will adjourn for the day. Then, tomorrow morning is the deadline for motions from both sides, which could be voted on before the trial begins. Then there's a deadline to respond to the motions by 11, and if there are motions, they must be voted on. If there are none, then the trial opens with Democratic impeachment managers beginning up to 16 hours, spilling over to Wednesday and Thursday of outlining their case. Then, on Friday, Trump's team gets to begin their defense with up to 16 hours to make their case on Friday and Saturday. Now, there was an original plan to observe the Jewish Sabbath. That was, I believe, requested by David Schoen, Trump's attorney. Sounds like, he's, you know, probably if he wants to observe the Jewish Sabbath, that means he might be Jewish. But that has been dropped after he said it was unnecessary. Many Jews will work on the Sabbath, you know, if it's, in my case, you know, if I was on call and it was the hospital, you will see Orthodox Jews work on the Sabbath if you can, if it, you know, deals with a life. If you're not very religious, people might work also on the Sabbath. So not sure why that was suggested and then dropped. Then by Saturday, Trump's team ends their defense case. On Sunday, see, we don't have Super Bowl. So now we have, right, more politics back. See, I use football as a reprieve from politics. By Sunday, the Democrat impeachment managers and Trump's attorneys will ask to call witnesses if senators vote to allow them on a simple majority vote. If they're witnesses, the trial will adjourn for them to be deposed. That could delay it significantly. If there are no witnesses, senators then have 4 hours to ask questions of both sides. Then the Democratic impeachment managers can put forward a motion, according to Daily Mail, to introduce all the background evidence in Trump's defense, have an hour to argue against, with both sides getting an hour in total. Then there's a vote. So there might be a vote and a resolution of this, excuse me, as early as Monday. Once questions are over, there are 2 hours for both sides to sum up. Then the Senate votes. Conviction, however, needs to be a two-thirds majority. 67 senators, I believe, have to be present and vote for the two-thirds majority of the 100. Can't do 66.3, 2.66666. It has to be then 67. So, you know, It's, I want an impeachment trial to be not taking time away from what has to be done with this country, the stimulus checks, the, you know, business help, the school help, the, I mean, there's a lot of work. There's stuff going on with China. There's a lot of work to be done. And I realize the Capitol riots is a very, very passionate topic. And if Trump's role at saying you have to fight this, the election was stolen, that's really what this is about. You know, was his desire for people to speak out and fight that the election was quote unquote stolen, you know, was that a trigger for people to be killed? The defense is going to say, look, Trump gave a speech. Moments later, people stormed the Capitol, but we have proof that it was planned before Trump's speech. But then the Senate's going to say, no, but Trump has been telling people to fight this whole time. Now, people have always been saying to fight. You need to fight, we have to, fight to protect our abortion laws, or we have to fight to protect this. We have to fight. I mean, there's always politicians saying you need to fight. But where this got ugly is people died. And so did a president of the United States have a role in that? And that's what they're debating. Personally, I think we have, to move forward. The election was a cluster, right? And nobody can say that the election was fraud-free because no elections are. There's always dead people that vote, which means somebody had to fraudulently cast a vote. How many of those were done? Who knows? We're not getting numbers. Was the mail-in ballots a debacle? Did the mail-in ballots work? Were anybody that filled out a mail-in ballot, did it honestly, put their one ballot into the mail, and anybody that harvested ballots to help seniors didn't mess with the ballots? Aren't ballots supposed to be sealed? Don't you fill out your ballot and then you seal, and then if anybody breaks the seal, you could tell? Don't they have? So I don't think they do. So, unfortunately, I really do believe that the election should have been, there should have been trial runs, there should have been more evidence that it could go without a hitch, because this is just one cluster after another. Interestingly, though, during the Super Bowl, when Joe Biden was speaking and then he asked for a moment of silence, you could hear the crowd. You didn't hear the moment of silence. And we're being told that there were boos, that people were booing Joe Biden. Now, I didn't know that, Tampa might have been, right? I didn't realize there were that many. There's supposed to be a lot of healthcare workers in the stands. So I don't know. I don't think either candidate was very popular. So it starts to make you wonder what did happen during this election. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.